Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is May 24th. That's a Tuesday. So with, I'm Jesse Steele. Hi, Jesse. Good to meet you. So with tomorrow being the start of Mule Days, I figured we should start with a Mule Days story here. The American Mule Museum presents The Mule in America, an exhibition at the Laws Museum and Historic Site, Bishop, California. It is curated and produced by Gold Creek Films. And the exhibit design is by Dimensional Images. So, okay. Proudly celebrating the mule since 2022. Oh, the museum itself, because it just came out this year. That's why. I'm like, wait a minute. Something doesn't add up here. I've got my shoes off and I'm counting on my fingers and toes, and that doesn't seem to be adding up. But I see what they're saying. So the American Mule Museum 2022 live auction items and listings. Friday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Coso Energy Stage at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop, California. Bidder number sign up is on Friday at 9 a.m. to noon at the Mule Museum kiosk at Front Gate, noon to 2 p.m. in front of the stage. This is our major fundraiser of the year, full of amazing items you will want to take home. It will be held at the Coso Energy Stage, Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop, California, again, May 27th, 2 p.m. The auctioneer, Danny Baumgartner, and spotter, Frankie Punkintown Smith. That's a name. Punkintown will entertain while you peruse the goodies on display. Come shop, visit the Mule Days vendors, have a bite to eat, and stay for the mule show. Take a look at the amazing items we have for your bidding pleasure, and you can see that at easternsierranow.com. They are all listed there. There's some paintings and some old lamps and cords of wood and Mammoth Mountain ski, bike, and golf package for two. That's pretty cool. Vintage lariat rope. Round of golf for four at the country club. Just a lot of stuff. It's all listed there. So head over and check that out. You're going to want to be a part of that. Speaking of being a part of something, let's go over to Amy and have her explain to us just a little bit about our advertisers.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly near our waterways. Practice sustainable fishing methods, including catch and release and daily limit policies. Dispose of all used fishing line, even your smallest pieces, at the nearest tangle-free water station. Find your closest station at tanglefreewaters.com. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators, too. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. Pick up pet and human waste. Remember, our lakes and streams are your drinking water, so help keep them clean. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
So, thank you for that, Amy, and thank you for that, Mammoth Lakes Tourism. They are always doing so much up there. California invests $700 million to repair and improve transportation infrastructure. The California Transportation Commission, the CTC, allocated $700 million today to repair and improve transportation infrastructure throughout the state. Senate Bill SB1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017, accounts for $272 million, more than a third of the funding. The critical investment will help Caltrans continue repairing, maintaining, and upgrading our state's aging transportation infrastructure for improved safety and sustainability, said Caltrans Acting Director Stephen Keck. It reflects both the CTC's and Caltrans' commitment to providing travelers and communities, as well as California's dynamic and growing economy, with a world-class multimodal, transportation system. Projects approved this week include: the town of Mammoth Lakes received $664,000 to improve Laurel Mountain Road. Improvements planned for this project include a sidewalk on the east side of the road, street lights, curbs and gutters, bike lanes, storm drains, and reconstruction of the pavement. The Mono County Local Transportation Commission received $135,000 to help fund planning, programming, and monitoring. SB1 provides $5 billion in transportation funding annually split between the state and local agencies. Road projects progress through through construction phases more quickly based on the availability of SB1 funds, including projects that are partially funded by SB1. For more information about transportation projects funded by SB1, visit rebuildingca.ca.gov. I miss the old guy that was in charge of Caltrans. I like saying, Tux Amashakin. Everything I love leaves me. Another Caltrans news here. Caltrans launched an online survey today for a proposed project that will improve safety on part of State Route 14 in eastern Kern County. The Freeman Gulch Safety Improvements Project, which is currently in the planning phase, will upgrade approximately 12 miles of State Route 14 with enhanced safety features, including 8-foot-wide shoulders, upgraded bridge rails, a widened median, and ground-in centerline rumble strips. The survey is open to all members of the public and is live from now until June 5th. This is not an official public comment period on the project, but rather a way for Caltrans to identify commuter needs on the stretch of State Route 14. To find out more about the project, go to arcg.is/0myajh, or is Eastern Sierra Now. You know the drill. Head over there. Click there. Yeah, that's pretty cool. We all drive on that pretty often up here. If you want to go somewhere like, In-N-Out, you have to go that way. I guess you can go to Carson City, too. That makes sense. Okay, what else do we have here? So there's a proclamation for suspending burn permits and open burning. And that's effective May 23rd, which was yesterday. San Bernardino, California. California has experienced an unusually early start to wildfire season brought on by historically low rainfall and persistent drought. California fire seasons are starting earlier and ending later each year. The increasing fire danger posed by dead seasonal grass, drier vegetation, and hotter conditions in the region is prompting the suspension of all burn permits for outdoor residential burning except within incorporated cities. Under Section 4423.1 of the Public Resources Code, I hereby suspend the privilege of burning by permits and other uses of open fire in the geographic area described as all state responsibility area lands within San Bernardino, Inyo, and Mono counties. Campfires within organized campgrounds or on private property that are otherwise permitted will be allowed if the campfire is maintained in such a manner as to prevent its spread to the wildland. In accordance with Section 4423.2 of the Public Resources Code, state rangers or other authorized agents of the Director of Forestry and Fire Protection may issue restricted temporary burning permits whenever it can be shown that burning or use of open fire is essential for reason of public health, safety, or welfare. This order shall become effective at 800 hours on May 23rd, that was yesterday, and remain in effect until formally terminated. This came from Shane Littlefield, the unit chief for CAL FIRE, San Bernardino, Inyo, and Mono. For more information on this, you can go to readyforwildfire.org. So, no burn permits. It's not going to happen. And unfortunately, it's probably for the best because this is ridiculous. You know, I keep saying, and I learned this from Kevin Paffrath, who was running for governor if they recalled Newsom this last year, and he had got it from someone else. This wasn't his idea, but this is what gave me the idea about it, and I think this is absolutely something we should do. So you put in like 16 pump stations between here and the Mississippi, and then you run water just like all of us in the Eastern Sierra see done every single day. All of our water is pumped to LA. So this isn't that outlandish of an idea. It's just a little bit further. So you take that over to the Mississippi, you pay Mississippi, because California is the third highest economy in the whole friggin' world, so we have enough money to do it. You pay Mississippi for the water, you take 1%, it only takes 1% of the water out of the Mississippi River, that's nothing, and you pump it all the way over to here and dump it into California, where everything can be regreened, fire dangers will go away, and hey, along the way, you sell it off to Arizona, you sell it off to Nevada, people that need more water. I know this is maybe a socialist idea or something, but you know, the fact is, this is getting worse every single year, and we need to do something about it. So that would be a fantastic option. Or maybe go up into Canada and come down, go through the states that way. There's plenty of water up there. Basically, anywhere that isn't a desert, go get water and pump it to us. It creates jobs. It creates money because they can pay taxes. All the states that have the pipeline sitting on it, you pay them taxes for the place. You pay them rent for the land. You employ their people. There's so many things that DWP, in particular, even just DWP, but the state of California, could do to really, really, truly help us out. And the other good thing is if there was enough water going to the bigger cities because of that, they could stop, and they won't because it's about power, let's be honest, but they could, and I don't mean electricity, they could dump more water back into our area where it originally was. Let the water flow through Mono Lake and fill back up, go through all of the systems like it's supposed to, not being diverted, dump back into the Owens Dry Lake. Hey, maybe fill that thing back up, then we don't have all the cancer problems and the lung issues that people are getting from living down there and all the dust. I mean, this really isn't that crazy of an idea. It seems like, oh yeah, let's pump water from the Mississippi, Jesse. But it's really not. Think of the length of pipe that's already being run through from California to LA. It's all California, but from up here. So Mono Lake, basically, all the way to LA. Think about that. Why can't that be done? It's two or three times further. Probably maybe 4, 3, 6, 9, 2. Yeah. So anyway, it's not that. It's a huge undertaking, of course, but it's not that outlandish. And that's what the math on it was. I think he said 16 pump stations. So that's just jobs. That's construction jobs. That's people running these and maintaining these. And it's not oil going across pipelines. So it's not going to bust and kill a bunch of stuff. It's just water. Absolutely a good idea. I don't know who needs to hear this, but somebody that can actually make this happen needs to hear this, because it would solve a lot of problems. Anyway, rant over. Okay, it looks like we have some sports. Nice. But hey, before we get to sports, let me just mention something. Brood Awakening has French onion soup right now. French onion soup. And it's incredible. You need to go down there. Tomorrow morning, head to Big Pine, get your coffee, get your French onion soup, get your treats, you know. Oh my gosh, they have so many things down there. Such a great little coffee shop. You need to head down to Big Pine. They're open till 1:30 every weekday. Head down there and do that. You know, another thing, if you're listening to this and you're up here for Mule Days, or you live here all the time and you're just thinking, you know what, it's time for some new tires, you know where you go? Perez Quality Tires. There's no other option. There are other options, but I'm telling you, those are the guys. 872-3322. They're the fastest, they're the cheapest, they're the quickest, and they are the best. And they will always be honest with you. It's one thing that I've noticed for years. It is their mantra, if you will, and it is fantastic. I've seen them many times say, you don't need new tires, where easily they could have just sold a tire right then and there, but they didn't do it because they're not mean. But they are great. There's a location in Bishop. There's a location in Big Pine. Go check them out. Perez Quality Tires. And now that it's warming up, it's more like t-shirt weather. And you know where you get the best t-shirts? The Mammoth brand. That seems like a little bit of a misnomer there, seeing as Mammoth is more of a winter place. Ah, au contraire, mon frère. It is time for bike season to start. It is time for fishing season. And that's when you want to get your Mammoth gear more than ever. They got lightweight hoodies. They've got windbreaker kind of things. They've just got some really cool stuff that absolutely is perfect for this time of year. TheMammothBrand.com. From there, you can get all these great cuts, great everything. I don't even know the right words I'm looking for here. Fantastic clothing. I wear mine constantly. So give Jason up there a shout out at TheMammothBrand.com. Let these guys all know that Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now sent you too. Trust me, it'll be worth it. So go check those guys out, and let's get to this little bit of sports here. So the girls softball from Bishop went on their second round of the playoffs to Boron. They traveled down, and Boron was the number one seed in the tournament. So they're going up against the best. And unfortunately, they proved it. Bishop lost 2-6. Geneva Molina started the game and went into the fifth inning, giving up 6 runs on 8 hits, 2 BB, and 6 Ks, 3 earned runs. Bailey Momberg came in for relief in the fifth inning, giving up no runs, 1 hit, 3 Ks. Offensively, Jada Jackson had 1 hit and scored in the fifth. Deborah Fallingstar came in to pinch hit in the seventh and hit a double over the left field's head. Leilani Torres came to run and scored on a base hit by Jaylee Dahl. I'd like to thank the girls for an amazing season. Recognizing my seniors, says head coach Lisa Manuelito. Pitcher, Geneva Molina. Shortstop, Kayla Jackson. Left field, Leilani Torres. Third base, Jaylee Dahl. And second base, Lindsay Rowan. A big thanks to the coaching staff and co-head coach and husband, let's maybe put that around, husband co-head coach. You gotta make sure you get that right. You know, Mark Manuelito and assistant Brad Rockwell. Thank you so much, Coach Manuelito, for sending us this throughout the year. And please continue to do so every year. It's wonderful to get this information. We can put it out for the kids. And this time, if you'll see at easternsierranow.com, there is pictures. And these came from Lane Carlson. Thank you so much, Lane, for sending these. And there's some pretty good pictures. So get out there and check it out. It looked like a pretty great game. And it's kind of a bummer that they lost. So that stinks. But I guess it's getting to the end of the year. It's about time for summer anyway, right? So go get in a summer league. Keep playing. Thank you to everyone there. And lastly, I would just like to point out that the app that we have been promising is still not here. Here's the thing. It's here. It's been turned into iTunes. I guess iTunes runs that. But anyway, the app store on your iPhone, it is being processed. So as soon as they say it's good for you. That could be 10 minutes from now. That could be 10 hours from now. They said it usually doesn't take that long, but it's been in for a couple of hours and I'm still waiting. So as soon as that goes, you're good to go. So please just keep checking your app store, type in Eastern Sierra Now. As soon as I know for a fact it is live, I will post ads all over the place saying, click here to get the app, click here to get the app. There'll be flyers around town. I mean, this is absolutely something you need. I know I've been promising it for quite some time, but this will change the way news is done. So keep paying attention for that. And hopefully tomorrow, you can listen to this through your brand new Eastern Sierra Now app. Okay, thanks everyone, and we will chat with you tomorrow.